Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
New York's casino future is slowly coming into focus. Another community panel gave its approval to a plan today, this one in Queens, another one in Queens. Mac Rosenberg has more on the plan for Citi Field. It's backed by the Mets owner, Steve Cohen.
The committee voted 6-0 to advance the Metropolitan Park proposal to the State Gaming Commission.
Queens get the money.
Borough President Donovan Richards was ecstatic to push through the second approval for a casino in Queens.
We're talking about creating more than 20,000 good-paying union jobs. We're talking about creating hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in wages for Queens families.
This project includes a live music venue and a food hall. Opponents say it'll lead to higher rents and more traffic, all in service of lining a billionaire's pockets. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Bally's in the Bronx, MGM Grand in Yonkers, Resorts World in Queens. They've picked up that key community support, but it's up to the state, and the State Gaming Commission votes on those downstate casino licenses in December. The MTA board has okayed the plan for higher fares and tolls. Don't gripe about congestion pricing. That funds construction and long-term expansion projects. Today's vote was all about funding the day-to-day operation of a sprawling system of buses, commuter trains, bridges and tunnels, and yes, the subway.
Commuters at the 96th Street and Broadway station were not pleased. Lori said the agency should look within before making riders pay more.
The MTA is a mess. Huge scandal-ridden agency, bloated administrative costs, and the cost is pressed back to the people.
Diana said for 10 cents more, the subway should be a lot cleaner.
Just so unkempt and so dirty and so filthy. They never washed a track.
The base fare will go up 10 cents in January, but the 7-day OmniCart will be capped at $35 instead of the originally planned $36. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Metro North and LIRR fares in New York State are going up by an average of more than 4%. They've already gone up in Connecticut on Metro North. MTA tolling at bridges and tunnels going up by 7.5%. That includes Easy Pass and toll by mail. Again, that all arrives in January. The suspect in the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO won't be making a court appearance in Pennsylvania. Luigi Mangione refused to appear remotely for the Blair County hearing. He wanted to go, but the federal government turned out that request to appear in person, so that hearing is on hold. A judge will consider if Mangione's rights were violated during his Pennsylvania arrest. He's facing both New York State and federal charges in the killing of Brian Thompson. Well, that old familiar feeling once again back in the air, certainly around Boston and, yeah, the Bronx. Yankees and Red Sox are in action in the Bronx tonight, game one in their wild card race. If you're looking for tickets from the Yankees or Ticketmaster anyway, they're only available to residents of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. That's an effort to curb scalping and to prioritize the local fans. For others, like those from Massachusetts, online sales for the games are available off of sites such as StubHub. Federal prosecutors are pushing for an 11-year jail term for Friday's Diddy sentencing. Despite his acquittal on more serious charges, Sean Combs is unrepentant, according to the feds in their memo to the judge. Combs was convicted on prostitution charges, but he escaped a guilty verdict on conspiracy and sex trafficking. His lawyers have been arguing for a sentence that would amount to time served for Diddy. President Trump said today with reporters in the Oval Office that a shutdown is probably likely, and he threatened to use it for a permanent cut in the federal workforce. There have been 20 government funding gaps since 1977. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid distributions will continue, but lines could grow at airport security and flight delays could mount. Hundreds of National Guards could national parks could partially or maybe even fully shut down. And that could mean viewing the Statue of Liberty, for example, from a distance.
Statue City Cruise is telling me if there is a shutdown, they'll continue operations, but passengers wouldn't be able to get off their boats and onto Ellis Island or the statue. They'd have to just have a harbor tour and take some pictures as they pass by. Their COO, Michael Burke, explains there's a lot of money on the line here.
You pay the federal government $78,000 a day in franchise fees for the privilege of bringing visitors to the statue in Ellis. We also pay the city over $15,000 a day.
Hundreds of workers could also be furloughed. That doesn't even factor in all of the vendors in and around the statue and Ellis Island that will be losing millions. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
If you're gaga for Wawa, we have some news. The newest location is opening tomorrow with free coffee. Our two favorite words, free coffee. The new Wawa is going to be opening tomorrow morning at 8, 1095 Route 1 in Edison. They're going all out, even giving out free T-shirts, which we point out can be used to sop up spilled coffee in an emergency. That's one free cup, we're sure, for the big opening. Say hello to Wawa Wally, the mascot's coming by for the big ribbon cutting. It's every parent's nightmare in Cranford. Two girls on bikes were killed last night. A vehicle driven by a motorist who left the scene. That driver was later located and was taken into custody. One resident telling Channel 7 her family heard the crash around 5:30 last night near Burnside and Lincoln Avenues.
He heard a car going really fast down the street, and then it sounded like a car crash. People are going way too fast down the street, and it's really scary.
The names and ages of the victim and the name of the driver have not been publicly released, not yet. A skull and bones have been found in a parking lot in Queens. The remains were found at 13401 20th Avenue. The chief medical examiner will determine the cause of death. Remains found in the woods in College Point yesterday, those of a man who's been missing for nearly 4 years. Kathy Albright tells Pix 11 that she's been told that the remains are those of her husband, Richard, who vanished in 2021. She believes her husband had a medical episode of some kind and does not suspect foul play. The NYPD says only that the case is under investigation. The discovery was made yesterday near 13401 20th Avenue, College Point. There was a scramble at Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst today in New Jersey. Notifications went out about a potential active shooter with advice to take cover outside or stay indoors. Officials later said, though, that no gunman was found. But only Lakehurst remains on lockdown. It's not exactly clear why. The base is home to more than 42,000 active duty personnel.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.